Nebraska Extension Almanac.
One of the most stressful times on any farm operation is when the family that has been running the farm for several decades decides to retire or passes on. What might seem like a simple passing of the tractor keys over to the next generation is actually something that can cause a lot of headache and heartache if plans aren't clearly made before the transition happens. Extension Ag economist Jessica Groskopf talks about a trusted team of advisors and tools to help make better, lasting decisions when it comes to the future of the family farm.
You are going to need a team of advisors to help guide you through this process. Now, most of us automatically go to the attorney, right? I need the legal. This is how things are going to pass. However, there are other advisors that might be extraordinarily important and have really good input to making sure that whatever you said you want to happen actually happens. So we'll get an attorney. That's one person. Most of us will need a tax professional because there are tax implications of some of the strategies that we're discussing, or all of the strategies that we're discussing. Depending on what's going on and who else is involved, you might need a banker, you might need a financial planner, you might need somebody else, like a life insurance agent, a family facilitator, to help you through this process. Now, no single person can think of every possible outcome, right? No single person can develop an absolutely perfect estate plan. Okay. If we have a team of advisors that we know, we like, and we trust, we will get a better estate plan moving forward. And again, I don't think there's the perfect estate plan. If there was, we could, you know, recommend it to everyone. And we would not be having this discussion today, but unfortunately that's not the case. Your situation is unique and you need advisors who know and understand your specific situation to give you the best advice possible. And it helps when those advisors are in the same room and they're challenging one another based on their perspective of how they're viewing your situation.
A couple of tools Jessica says are essential are an estate plan and a transition plan to ensure the future of the farm.
One thing I can say is that absolutely, basically every adult, but every farmer or rancher needs an estate plan. But not every farm or ranch needs a succession plan. So what do I mean by that? So an estate plan is the process of arranging for the care of a person at the end of their life. It includes the settlement of their debt and the distribution of their assets. Okay, so that basically says, when I die, what is going to happen to my stuff? A transition plan talks about ensuring the continued leadership and management of the business after the key individuals are no longer able to fulfill their roles. So transition planning, when it comes to farms and ranches, and is ensuring that that farm or ranch survives as a business. So those are two separate things. Okay. For some of you who do not have heirs, you are probably going to be looking mainly at estate planning. However, if you want to start somebody in a farm or a ranch business and you want them to take over your business, then we're going to be talking about transition planning.
Stay tuned for future programs to help you get your estate and transition plans in order. You can also read several detailed articles on this topic at UNL Center for Ag Profitability website at cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.